There are many reasons people give. The opportunity to be a part of something bigger than yourself is not an uncommon expression. For Chance and Cherry Potts, helping raise funds for and to build a bottle school in Guatemala brings with it many reasons. For starters, there's a huge need in the Central American country, where 56% live in poverty and nearly one-third of citizens are illiterate.
I think the first thing that struck me was just the level of poverty that's there, the limited education in the entire country, the number of schools that are needed.
For the past several months, the Potts have been raising money to construct a 3-classroom school there made up of 10,000 bottles. This unique construction process involves filling plastic bottles with inorganic trash that will then be encased in chicken wire and cement to form the school's walls.
There's not a great sanitation system in Guatemala, as I understand, and so they're actually taking a lot of this trash that's just sitting, and they're doing something with it and doing something good with it.
To date, these nearly 70 completed bottle schools have been made possible through the nonprofit Hug It Forward and partner agencies like World Ventures, of which Chance and Cherry are members. Through its charity arm, World Venture Foundation, the Potts are working to raise $19,000 to construct the school. So far, they've raised just under $12,000. Dive beyond the challenges facing Guatemalan children and the country as a whole, and we learn about another important reason the Potts are committed to this project, their late son, Landon. It was a little over a year ago that the two lost their oldest of 3 sons, then 17, to a car accident that also killed 3 of his friends. The community support that immediately followed was vast, and since then, the Potts have been working to pay forward that kindness.
You know, we've been very fortunate to have such a strong community come around us in Nixa and in Springfield and the area. For a couple of different causes, and we just want to continue to just do everything we can to go forward and live and give as much as we can.
The full impact of their efforts will come to fruition next year, as the couple is planning 2 trips to help construct the bottle school. The Potts credit fundraising success to local World Ventures representatives, word-of-mouth campaigning, and some social media.
Really, our method initially has been just to ask individuals for $10 because it's something that's affordable. People get hit up with things all the time, all year long, and especially at this time of year. And
we've also made YOLO t-shirts. Landon's favorite saying was YOLO, you only live once. Mm-hmm. And so we have made, t-shirts and have made $10 a t-shirt.
Sale of the t-shirt, which is a tribute to Landon's love for rodeo, have accounted for roughly $2,500 of fundraising to date, they say.
We actually took a picture of Landon roping, and that's on the back of it, and it says, give bigger.
Dream bigger, live bigger, give bigger.
Thank you, honey. Yeah. And then it says, in memory of Landon Chance Potts.
So the impact that's left on me is that we all have dreams and we're all part of each other's dream.
You're building something that's a legacy for them.
This promotional video of a Guatemala visit and bottle school build, part of what World Ventures calls its volunteer option, portrays a deep connection between volunteers and community members. The Potts say they're excited about the opportunity to go down, understanding the hard work that is needed, but anticipating the strong bonds that await them.
I think that will be special to get to know these kids that, are going to go into the school. The kids that are actually going to be educated there actually help build the school. And so I've heard that it is extremely difficult to leave, and I would imagine that would be the case once we get down there.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. I can imagine it's probably going to be pretty emotional.
Yeah, it definitely will be.
The emotion they'll likely feel in Central America is evident here in the Ozarks, given the contributions the Potts have received not only to help the youth down south, but in honor of their son.
I just feel very blessed to have the support that we have. So many different groups of people. And we're just thankful, throughout the many years of working and living in the Ozarks and in this community to have surrounded ourselves with great people. They've helped us to definitely grow in many ways in life. And we're just thankful to be a part of that with them and just to continue, to do our best to be good stewards of what we've been given and to be able to give back and help other people do the same.
The Potts will make 2 trips down next year, the first to reflect 1 phase of the construction process. The second trip will serve as a dedication ceremony. Chance Potts says he grew up fairly poor by U.S. standards, but still earned a decent education. After learning about the challenges of youth in countries like Guatemala, he has a deeper appreciation for the knowledge he gained stateside and says sometimes we take for granted the quality of our nation's education system.
You know, knowing that there are kids that at the age of 12 and 13 in other countries, they have no education, they just go work out in the fields, and that's generation after generation after generation. You know, we're able to give people an opportunity to give as little as $10 to make a huge impact in a child's life that will have an education to get them further and to help change the trajectory of their family and their country.
An added bonus to the POTS efforts may include naming rights to the school or a section of it. Chance says it's a new option being considered for project fundraisers this year. That means children in Guatemala could soon be learning from within the Landon Chance Potts Bottle School. But as his mother and father state, if Landon had it his way,
it would be all Coca-Cola bottles.
Yeah, yeah, he was pretty much an addict of drinking Coke.
Yeah. For KSMU News, I'm Scott Harvey.